The text is Romans 3, 21 to 28, but this is not from the translation in your bulletin. It's from the New American Standard. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Here ends the text. Lutheranism is not straining gnats to swallow camels, let alone doctrines made by men. In fact, all confessional Lutherans bind themselves to this statement. We have introduced nothing, either in doctrine or in ceremonies, that is contrary to Holy Scripture or the universal Christian Church. And no, confessional Lutherans don't make the claim to being Christian first and Lutheran second, any more than native Texans claim to be Americans first and Texans second. If you do that, you're saying there is something in being Lutheran that is not Christian, or in being a Texan that is not American. Lutheranism is as old as the law and the prophets. Paul says, now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed to by the law and the prophets. God's way of saving apart from keeping the law is as old as the Old Testament. That's what Paul refers to when he says the law and the prophets. Already in the Old Testament, the righteousness of God through faith was displayed. Paul proves this in the next chapter of Romans using the lives of Abraham and of David. And this is the faith of Lutheranism. A German Lutheran pastor said around 1817 that if our church were only 300 years old, we would hasten to leave it. Today, true Lutherans say, if our church were only 500 years old, we would hasten to leave it. This faith we confess, indeed, that we celebrate here today, is not 500 years old, not 1,000, not 2,000. No, it dates to the first gospel promise in Eden, passed on by Adam, Abraham, Moses, and David. It was witnessed to by all the prophets, fulfilled by the Christ, and sent into the world through his apostles. True Lutheranism maintains this faith, once and for all delivered to the saints, against two big errors. The first is Roman Catholicism, which officially curses the gospel. I'm quoting from their own doctrinal writings. If anyone shall say that justifying faith is nothing else than confidence in the divine mercy, pardoning sins for Christ's sake, let him be accursed. And we maintain the faith against the Reformed, who believe the body and blood of Jesus cannot be on earth today for anyone to eat and drink for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Here's what they confess in their Geneva Catechism. Quote, we must lift up our hearts on high to heaven where Christ is, and that it is improper and vain to seek him in these earthly elements. Well, does this mean Lutheranism is a cult that believes only Lutherans go to heaven? No. We believe the same thing about other Christians as we do about those people who eat at greasy spoon restaurants. A greasy spoon is where the food is not stored well, cooked well, or served well. This is any church that has the gospel, as the Reformed and Catholic churches still do. but mixes it with teachings that take away from the gospel because they aren't taken from Scripture. The person eating at the greasy spoon will not necessarily die or even get sick. It is possible to get a meal there that will nourish you, but the nourishment comes not from the mold in the ice machine or the roach droppings on the counter, but from the good nutrients in the food that still exists there. Lutheranism is as old as the Old Testament, and Lutheranism is about the faith of Jesus. Notice I said the faith of Jesus, not faith in Jesus. Yes, all our translations in English have Paul saying that the righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus, and that God is the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And don't get me wrong, this text does conclude that man is justified by faith. But that's not where this text begins. Paul begins by saying the righteousness of God is through the faith of Jesus. What glorious news this is. My justification, my going to heaven, is not based on the fact that I believe and have faith, but that Jesus had faith. He never, ever doubted as I do. He kept perfect faith with God as I don't. After living a perfect life that pleased his heavenly Father, he believed his Father knew best when he gave him the cup of woe and pain that our sins deserve. Even after being forsaken by his Father on the cross because he was so completely covered with the sins of the world, still Jesus believed and he commended his spirit to his heavenly Father in death. Coming to faith that Jesus lived, believed, and died for us is like falling in love. No one makes the choice to fall in love. That happens to them. And when it does, they begin to speak in strange ways. They say, well, it must be fate. Or their marriage was made in heaven. Or written in the stars. Now, granted, those are all pagan-type expressions. But they mirror what happens to us when we fall in faith. We realize that we've been grasped by something that is beyond us, that has produced something in us that we could never produce on our own. In faith, as in love, we are caught up, we are transformed, and the whole world is made new to us. True Lutheranism is keeping faith in its proper place. It doesn't do anything. It receives what Christ did for it. True Lutherans don't focus on their faith, but on the faith of Jesus. When you focus on your faith, it shrivels. Do I believe enough? Do I believe strong enough? Do I believe long enough? Luther said that faith is not a quality in the heart apart from Christ. Faith, and I'm quoting him, is a constant gaze that looks at nothing except Christ, the victor over sin and death and the dispenser of righteousness, salvation, and eternal life. Faith in Christ was understood by the Catholic Church of Luther's day and by many churches in our day as a doing your part. It was a human act performed by a man using his natural abilities. Faith was the little engine that could. As long as it keeps telling itself, I think I can be saved, I think I can be saved, it will eventually get to, I know I can be saved, I know I can be saved. Luther broke with all that. Rather than looking for a thing called faith in his heart, he saw Christ there. Christ who saved him apart from his keeping the law. Christ who was there, not by anything that he had done, but by the waters of baptism, by the words of absolution, and by the bread that is Christ's body and the wine that is Christ's blood. Lutheranism is, as old as the Old Testament, is based on the faith of Jesus, and Lutheranism is centered on the forgiveness of sins. Now that's not true of other denominations. I've been to 9 different churches recently, and only one of them, and it wasn't a Lutheran one, by the way, was the gospel preached. In the rest, I found how to sermons, how to be a Christian parent, how to be a Christian student, how to be a Christian citizen, etc., etc. I found out how Christ came to help me with life's problems, give me courage, hope, power, purpose. But the forgiveness of sins was not the focus. And sometimes it wasn't even mentioned. Contrast this with Luther. He had only one phrase in the entire German Bible typecast in capital letters. Forgiveness of sins. Everyone knows about Luther's famous 95 theses, but virtually no one knows that for the last verse of our text, we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Luther wrote 5 series of theses. True Lutheranism is centered on the forgiveness of sins, not on making your marriage better, not on making your family closer, not on you being psychologically better adjusted, or by giving you financial peace through better money management skills. True Lutheranism is centered on the forgiveness of sins because Scripture itself is. Paul tells Pastor Timothy, the first thing scriptures were given for was to make us wise unto salvation. And for there to be forgiveness of your sins, 2 things had to take place, both mentioned in the text, redemption and propitiation. We needed to be redeemed from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. We did not need redeeming from sadness. We did not need redeeming from bad relationships, acne, age, or anxiety. But we needed redeeming from the sin that we were enslaved to in our mother's womb, from the death that stalks us regardless of age, and from the devil of whom we sing, on earth is not his equal. But we needed more than redemption. We needed propitiation. Now, propitiation is not a $5 word where a 50-cent one would do. Propitiation means that someone was mad at you and something occurred so that they're no longer mad. And make no mistakes, God was mad at you. God needed to be propitiated, appeased, satisfied. It always strikes me as strange that while we all know how mad we can become when someone wrongs us, we think God is different. We can sin with immunity. We can hear the wrath of God is revealed against all godlessness and somehow think that our unbelief, greed, grudges, or godlessness aren't included. Oh, God can't be mad at little old me. My sin and sinfulness can't be that great. Oh, yes, it is. It's great enough to sink you into hell for all eternity. For our sins to be forgiven, we needed to be redeemed and God needed to be propitiated, and only the God who is man could do both. Redemption is in Christ Jesus, Paul trumpets. God the Son took on our flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He was born under the law, says Scripture, to redeem us that were under the law. Now, how did he do that? By living the perfect life. In every way that you fail every day, Jesus did not. It is useless for you to beat yourself up over how bad of a mother, father, sister, brother, child, or church member you are. It is useless because God handed his only beloved son over to have the hell beat into him. Yes, that's what was going on at the cross. There, every sin of everybody, and of your body in particular, was punished, damned, and finished, so that death and devil could not find one sin to point to that proved they had any claim to you. And what Jesus did on the cross satisfied God's wrath against sin. In Christ, God is propitiated. God is not angry at the world, at your neighbor, or at you. In Christ, the tender mercies of God are over all his works. In Christ, the mercy of God endures forever. In Christ, where sins abound, there much more does grace. In Christ, God is only pleased, delighted, happy with you. True Lutheranism is not about being right, but about being right with God for Jesus' sake by means of words and sacraments that he left us. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.